Welcome in to the Real Estate Investing Show. I'm Clayton Morris, founder of Morris Invest, which is a full-service rental real estate company. Now, when I first started my investing journey, I started out probably how most people do it. They listen to a traditional investing advice, you know, they get a financial advisor, or even, you know, you start a new job and you just get a stock account, you get a 401k, a retirement account. Now they're even making it, you know, automatic. So like if you get a job, you know, at Home Depot, as soon as you get that job, boom, you have a 401k plan. You don't even have a choice. They just sign you up for the thing because they just think people are too stupid, right? They're just, they don't even want, and it's really a, it helps them because of course those companies are making money off of it. The whole process stinks, right? But anyway, that's how most people do it. That's how I did it. You know, set it and forget it. I'm going to be good to retirement. I'm just going to invest in the stock market, stock-based retirement accounts. Well, guess what? It really doesn't work. Because today I want to unpack the paradigm of wealth building through stocks. The idea of having a pile of money at the end of the rainbow rather than cash flow. As an alternative method for investing, I like to look at self-directed IRA. And I'm going to share five major drawbacks today of investing in stocks and why using a self-directed IRA as opposed to those 401k options, in my opinion, is going to allow you to come out on top every time. Before we get into today's content, I want to mention, if you come over to our website, go to morrisinvest.com. It's a great website because we have tons of free content there for you to check out and explore. But while you're there, feel free to snoop around a little bit, see what we have to offer. Look at all of our blog posts. We've got a lot of great blog posts. You can get our freedom number cheat sheet, etc. But you can learn all about the self-directed account. You can learn about lowering your taxes, funding options, everything. We've got tons of great resources there. And if you'd like to book a free call with our team, jump on the phone with us for 30 minutes. We're happy to walk you through what we do at Morris Invest and help you kind of set up a plan for you, like your individualized action plan for you to start building wealth and building passive income. So we will do that for you for free. So book a call with us. Well, if you're unfamiliar with a self-directed IRA, let me give you a quick rundown of how this works. A self-directed IRA is a more flexible version of a traditional IRA. In a self-directed account, you can invest in a wide range of asset types like real estate. You can, you know, invest in cryptocurrency if you want. You can invest in gold. You can invest in silver, a whole bunch more. Again, on my website, I have a full guide to self-directed IRAs. We're going to link it for you here in the description below. So if you want to read more about these types of accounts and how these things work, what the stipulations are, and how to decide if it's right for you, go ahead and click that link. Well, again, we'll have it in the show description. So with that being said, let's get into the five major drawbacks of investing in stocks as sort of the breadbasket of your retirement, and why instead I believe you should invest in a self-directed IRA instead. So let's start with number one. Number one, hidden fees. This is, again, if you go to the website feex.com, feex, we'll have a link for you in the description. You're going to find out, just plug your information and you'll find out so many hidden fees that you didn't even know about. Because when you invest in the stock market, you're going to be paying all kinds of additional fees. There are commissions, there are brokerage fees that can eat into your profit. But what I really dislike about these fees on the stock-based accounts is that they're sneaky. They hide so many items in these accounts that you wouldn't even know about. I prefer investing with a self-directed IRA because that's where you set up a one-time setup fee, very, very cheap, with the custodian that you pay. There's a bunch of different really good custodians, Provident, Alto IRA, they're really, really good. And you know exactly what you're going to pay. You can also know exactly when you can expect to pay transaction fees, when you wire money or you make a purchase. All of that information is upfront. It's not hidden. And the custodian isn't taking a percentage of your profit under the guise of brokerage fees. Again, it's buried deep in here. This is how these guys get away with it. And you know, I'm surprised at this point that Congress hasn't passed a law. I shouldn't be surprised, right? Congress is in bed with Wall Street and all of these brokerage houses and all of these big banks, they're in cahoots. So I'm not surprised by it. But all of this stuff is hidden from the average American. In fact, your custodian that with a self-directed IRA is not allowed to give you financial advice. So you don't even have to worry about any ulterior motives under this custodian plan with a self-directed account. They're just there to move your money around according to your wishes. Like again, I have multiple self-directed IRA accounts. I think I have to check with my wife. We have Equity Trust. I have Alto IRA. Our team, we also partner with Provident. They do a great job. There's a couple. There's only a handful of them, to be honest with you. And they're very transparent. You can invest in whatever you want inside of that self-directed account. If you want to invest in stocks, you can. You can do it yourself, though, so you're not paying somebody else all of these exorbitant fees to do it for you. Thing is, when you like have a Fidelity account or any of those Merrill Lynch accounts, all of those fees add up to big, big numbers. I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked when I found out how much I was paying in fees, both to my 401k and a separate IRA account. Now, I sat down with this financial advisor when I lived in Philadelphia a number of years ago. I didn't know what I was doing. I was like fresh out of college, kind of just starting out of my career. I was making good money in the TV business. She basically was kind of like a shark in that way. Very nice, but kind of like a shark. And she set up my IRA account and she encouraged me to go for some like larger package plan. And I going through the details, I couldn't find the fees. Like going through all of the paperwork, I couldn't find out how I was being fleeced. It wasn't until we had to partner with like a separate financial team member that actually went is able to figure out and find out for me how much I was actually paying. Like $15,000 or $16,000 a year in fees on this one account. And I didn't know about it. So I canceled her, got rid of it, and I moved it into a self-directed account. Now I control my own destiny. Number two on my list, volatility and risk when you're in the stock market. Now, you know, the stock market can be erratic, right? Just look overnight. What's going on in the bond market right now? The mood swings. This morning, Tesla is up simply because Elon Musk tweeted about the Gigafactory in Berlin. Look what's happening in the bond market, though. If you went to safe havens like bonds, right? You think, I'm good to go. Government bonds are a safe place. Until yesterday, we hear from Jerome Powell, who says that he's ready to even have a bigger increase in interest rates by the not just March, but into May. And the bond market collapses overnight. So the stock prices can swing based on any number of different variables that are totally outside of your control. I like to use this analogy. I remember a number of years ago, I don't know if it was Britney Spears or somebody was like a, I think it was Britney Spears. Maybe it was like Nicole Simpson or something. I don't even know. Or Jessica Simpson, not Nicole Simpson, was like a spokesperson for like a one of those beverage companies, you know? And that person did something stupid or controversial in the press. It was like the paparazzi did something. And I think, I don't know, like Britney cut off all her hair or something, whatever it did. Because like Britney Spears as a spokesperson for Pepsi or Coke, then Coke's stock dove as a result of it, because she did something crazy in the press. What does that have to do with the value of the company? Well, everything, because now suddenly the sentiment is that, well, you know, Coke is not worth as much because Britney Spears cut off her hair. Like, do you want your retirement tied to that? I mean, that's the craziness of this process, right? And so everything from politics to current events can make stock prices tank or take off, explode and then tank the next, like a pump and dump, you know, like explode and then dump. And if you don't have the tolerance for this kind of risk, I mean, you could be sitting there one afternoon and Tesla goes up $100 and you don't even know about it. And you wished you would have like maybe sold it and made some money on it, but you didn't even know about it because that's not what you do, right? You're not a day trader. So then you're sitting there and it went up 100 points and then it drops 100 and you didn't know about it. And now it's back down and now you're sitting there. Wouldn't you have loved to sell it? But you didn't. And that's the way these plans work. You know, if you don't have the tolerance for this kind of risk, it can be a big punch in the stomach. I don't know about you, but I certainly don't want Wall Street or Congress or the CEO of Coca-Cola to have the ability to impact my family's future. This is why I prefer buying real estate within a self-directed IRA. It means I have a real tangible asset that isn't going to lose value in an afternoon. Yes, the real estate market can have its ups and downs. But if you make a smart investment, you're not going to see much variability in your rental income. Again, the rental property itself, yes, maybe it'll go up, you know, 20,000, maybe it'll go down 10,000, depending on what market you're in. But who cares at the end of the day when the rent stays consistent? Again, passive monthly income from your rental income every month. Number three on my list, no control or freedom. Now think about it like this. When you invest in the stock market, you have very little control in what's happening with your accounts, especially if you're investing through a 401k or an IRA. And as a shareholder, remember, you get paid last. What a ripoff. Because like if a company is collapsing, the shareholders in a stock are not going to be paid first. The board will be paid first, not you. So it is absolutely possible that you could actually have an account that goes down to $0 in value. That's happened to a lot of investors who jumped into some of these Chinese company stocks, right? Some of these Chinese companies IPO'd, had an initial public offering, kind of spike, do a little pump, and then dump and then disappear and go out of business or get taken off exchanges. And guess what? If you invested in those companies, zero now, zero, gone. When I invest in my self-directed IRA account, I get to choose the asset and I'm collecting monthly rent directly into that account. There's no money grabber middleman. If you're looking for more control of your retirement or more freedom to invest, I can't recommend a self-directed IRA enough. It's your money, it's your retirement. And my philosophy is you should have some discretion over it, if not total discretion over your retirement. Number four, as it relates to stocks, let's talk about the difficulty and the difficulty and its barrier to entry. Now, this is very, very important. I read a book a number of years ago by Jim Cramer. You can love him or hate him, but at the time I loved him. And I think he still has a lot of really intelligent things to say over on CNBC. But a number of years ago, he wrote a book and I read it. I think it might've been college or just after college, where he said, never invest in a company with a stock unless you can devote at least 10 hours a week to studying that company. Wow. Think about that for a second, right? Like if you plan to invest or buy stocks on your own, there's a ton of research involved. You know, you're gonna need to spend a lot of time studying financial statements, annual reports, the market conditions, profit and loss, or profit and P&E. You're gonna need to know what this company looks like, what their financials look like. Where are they investing? Are they acquiring any companies? How much debt do they have? How much debt does a company have? How many shares of the stock are floating right now? What's available? How is their year-over-year growth? All of those pieces. What kind of technology are they building right now? Like I literally see whole investment channels devoted to one stock. Like there'll be like one guy who just covers Tesla. That's it. Like that's his one stock that he's investing in. You have your retirement tied to one stock? Like Tesla? Like Elon one day tweets? Or something bad? Like he tweeted a few months ago about how this big order with Hertz wasn't even finalized and the stock tanked as a result of it. And a few days later, he tweets about something else and it takes off and then it tanks again. It goes, you can do a lot of research on a company, but when you have the volatility associated with that, to have your whole retirement built into that is a huge mistake. But, should you choose to invest in a self-directed IRA, the account can be set up in minutes and you can actually listen to us. I mean, our team of at Morris Invest can help educate you on these options for free. So if you come over to our website and you book a call with us, we can walk you through that process for free. When you set up a call with us, we'll be happy to do that. Very, very easy to do. Number five on my list is a lack of streams of income. So when you're investing in stocks, you don't have that consistent cash flow. Now, you have some dividends, of course, depending on certain stocks, but for most of the time, you're not, and you're also going to be paying capital gains on those dividends. You also don't get the tax benefits in the same way that you would with owning real estate. So a stock-based account can provide just one stream of income, but when you buy real estate in a self-directed IRA, you're essentially getting three streams of income. You get the cash flow. Then you get the appreciation of that asset and you get the principal reduction. Think about that for a second. Three streams of income: the cash flow from the property, from the tenant, the value of that asset appreciating, okay, which you could even pull out that equity in that property and use that to buy an additional asset. So you're getting the appreciation on your balance sheet. And if you've got tenants in that property and you've got you bought that asset with leverage, then of course the tenant is paying down the mortgage and you're getting a principal reduction. So you're building up equity in the property. Not to mention your wealth is growing tax-free because it's in a self-directed IRA account. There are no capital gains taxes, no dividend taxes. And as long as you don't tap into your funds before retirement age in a self-directed account, withdrawals are tax-free and penalty-free in a Roth self-directed account. You know, if I had more time today, I could keep going and I could list out 50 more reasons why a self-directed IRA is superior in my opinion, but I think five is a good place to stop. You know, if your interest is piqued at all, be sure to watch my full video that I have on the power of self-directed IRA for building wealth. We will link that up. And as always, feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions or any concerns at all. We're happy to answer them for you. Again, just go to our website, go to morrisinvest.com and see this big red book a call button right there. You can't miss it. Click on that. And then what will happen is a calendar will pop up and you just put in your email, your phone number and pick a time, a 30-minute time slot that works for you. And we will give you a call at that time. Make it very, very easy for you to get started in real estate investing. So that's my distinction between stock investing and real estate investing. I'd love to hear your comments in the section below. Weigh in on this. Do you like stocks? Do you prefer real estate investing? What are some of the things holding you back from this? Let me know in the chat below. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.